Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. Today, the group finds themselves in Luxor, the place of many tombs. The message of this day will be about ascension, illumination, and consciousness. Not to confuse any of them as necessarily belonging together. There are some puzzles with the culture that you study. You already know that when you study ancient Egypt, it is different from the Egypt of 2,000 years later. So we concentrate on the beginning. And we start to speak of some puzzles that some of you have noticed. Before we do anything more, we say to you, these channels that become more elegant in information, we give you before the big stuff. For when you get to that which is Giza, you will be overwhelmed with ideas, that which you're seeing, and also simply the sheer magnitude of all that is there. So for now, we become esoteric once again. We talk about the dark and the light, and literally the creation story of humans. Societies, cultures, and humans all have a choice. Depending upon their leadership, their shamans, in which direction to go. All over the planet, you get to watch the various directions that cultures have taken. Let me give you a rule, almost an axiom of society. If culture decides to go toward that which is greed and control, the various cultures who try that have a maximum lifespan of 600 years or less. But the societies that go toward that which is the light, ascension, and intuition can last forever. Steps to the dark are easy. Steps to the light are more difficult. And that is what I want to discuss today, briefly, in a direction, in a way that you could understand. Let us look at the direction that the ancients took almost from the beginning. Let's talk about this. Light. Do you see an emphasis anywhere in Egypt on light? And the answer is everywhere, all the time. What is the difference between the East Bank and the West Bank of the Nile? And the answer is light. What is it you see inscribed by the ancients regarding light? The instructions are everywhere regarding that which is what they consider an ascension of the culture and also of the humans in the culture. What do you see in the Egyptian culture about ascension? And that is that all human beings will participate in the afterlife. In some of the culture, they also participate in the forelife and the afterlife in a circle. Now let me ask you, what did you see in Rome? And how long did it last? And this is what I want to then briefly show and tell this day. The culture was intuitively driven toward ascension and light. The temples, which speak of the stairways to heaven, that is an ascension concept. You don't see it in many original cultures. So the Egyptians had the intuition that drove the culture into light and ascension values. But what about consciousness? And here is where we split these and the concepts of these so that you will understand far better what this means. Light and ascension is intuitive. The afterlife is intuitive. Consciousness, on the other hand, must be something that evolves. There is a puzzle here, and now I'll speak of it. For it is on the lips of many who are esoteric, who listen to these channels. I speak of the wisdom on the walls of the temples and the tombs. I speak of the stairways to heaven which are built in. I speak of those ancients who made the whole idea of their existence based upon where they were going after they die. And yet, there's something wrong here. Kryon, how can you talk about the wisdom of the Egyptians when obviously they had no trouble killing their own brothers and sisters and enslaving entire cultures to build the structures? Is it possible that you can then have a culture which is aware of God, of the ascension, of illumination and light, and below consciousness? Yes. Let us look at something we all understand. Consciousness is something that is learned, developed, and evolves. When you start teaching your children, you can see this very, very clearly. You love your children. Before they have a vocabulary, you teach them love. They understand the concept of love and compassion from the parents. But at the same time, through growing up, some of the children are brutal to each other, even to animals around them. And then you then go into teaching them the right and the wrong, the integrity, and consciousness starts to raise, or not, depending on the child. So let's review. You can have a child who is aware of the basics of love, of compassion, where it comes from, and yet completely ignorant of how to apply it to themselves. And over the years, they grow into it. They interact with each other. And that is the difference between some things which are intuitively spiritual and the things which are human and have to develop by society and human interaction. This planet is moving into compassion. You can measure it even in the last 100 years of how countries are working with each other instead of conquering each other, how humans are reacting with each other instead of simply killing each other, which is called war. We have said it many times, you are overdue for a war, which will not come, for you are starting to evolve in consciousness. So what you see in Egypt is an intuitive awakening of God, the afterlife, light itself, and ascension. Very, very high concepts. And yet the consciousness of the culture has to grow. There is a great example as we close that we have given many times before of an evolving consciousness. And we give you the Israelites. as they exited this place, free for the first time in hundreds of years, free, they were then destined to walk in the desert for 40 years. This is not a metaphor. This is truth. They actually walked in a circle for 40 years. And we have told you why before. For the Israelites who were the Israelites before were literally the ones who brought the one God concept. And yet, they had to walk in the desert for 40 years. And this is so that a new generation could be born during that time. And here is the reason. Yet again, you cannot take the consciousness of slaves into the promised land. And so the children had to be born, which never had the consciousness of slavery, because it is embedded through hundreds of years, through the Akash. You see what I am saying? Human nature evolves into higher states if it chooses it, but it can still have the basic concepts of the wisdom of God and light, even of the reincarnate being. You'll see it here, everywhere. I have just answered the question that some have been asking since the beginning. Separate the two and understand that the evolution of consciousness is what this planet truly is about. I will close with this, something you've heard before. May you always drink from the Nile. And so it is.